Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! On your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure. With Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Rustler's Reckoning. Kids, have you started saving box tops from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and Sugar Smacks for your model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker revolver? You know, this full-size collector's plastic model of Wild Bill's favorite pistol is yours for just 50 cents in one Sugar Corn Pops or Sugar Smacks box top. It's really authentic, too, right down to the engraving on the barrel. And it comes in a special kit, so you get the fun of putting it together yourself. I'll be back in a few minutes to tell you how you can get Wild Bill's famous six-gun and three other wonderful old-time gun models, so be sure to listen. Riding through the vast cattle country, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles saw the great herds grazing in the sun or bunching loosely in the shade of spreading oak trees. It all looked peaceful enough, but Wild Bill knew better. The Cattlemen's Association had called on him for a last-ditch stand against cattle thieves. It was up to him to bring about a rustler's reckoning.
Enough around here, Bill. Hard to believe they're having so much trouble.
Yeah, Jingles, it is. But over 200 head of cattle were rustled out of this herd Sunday night.
Dad blamed bandits. They should have been in church instead.
Good idea. Hold it, partner. Yeah, there's what I've been looking for.
Whoa,
Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. What are you looking for, Bill?
Well, here's how the rustlers took those longhorns out.
Well, ain't that the draw that leads to Hidden Canyon?
Sure is. We left a trail wide enough for a baby to follow.
Well, I ain't no baby, but are we going to follow it?
No, there's something else bothering me right now.
What's that?
Look up in those trees to your left.
Well, I'll be doggone. The line cabin. But, Bill, if there was a cowpuncher in that line cabin Sunday night, how come he ain't found this trail by now?
Or why didn't he hear the rustlers in action?
Yeah.
Or if there are rustlers operating around this spread, why hasn't he started shooting at a couple of strangers prowling around his territory?
Huh? What strangers?
Us, partner. Get up there, Buckshot.
Doggone it. Why'd you have to ask so many questions? Jump, Joker. He might shoot again.
We'll have to keep him down while we get closer. Aim high.
I ain't so sure I want to get closer.
We've got a job to do, and I guess this is where it starts.
All right, I'm going above him. You take that side and let's get this over with.
You better hunt cover.
If I go through them trees, I can get to the back corner of the cabin without him seeing me.
Good. You go for it. I'll try to talk him out.
Well, I sure hope it works.
All right. You, in the cabin, put on that rifle and come out in the open. I want to talk to you.
Get off this spread. I ain't talking to nobody.
No, yes, you are, mister. Now, you got one more chance. We're United States Marshals.
And in case you're interested, that was Wild Bill Hickok talking to you.
Hickok? I don't believe it. Not yet.
Jingles, he's going to be stubborn. Guess you'll have to use the dynamite.
What's that, Bill? You say dynamite?
That's right, Jingles. Three sticks ought to bring him out.
You crazy? Three sticks would blow this cabin to kindling wood. I'll come out. Hold that dead bird dynamite.
Keep your eye on him, Jingles.
I got him covered.
Well, now, mister, what's the shooting about?
Yeah, what's the idea?
Got my orders. Sam Simmons says to me, Jake, if you see any strangers, get them in your sights and shoot to kill.
Just like that, huh?
You a line rider for Simmons?
Yeah. You got any more questions, you can ask him.
Good idea, Jake.
Now, hold on a minute, Bill. I got one more question to ask him.
Won't do you no good, balloon face.
Now, don't get me riled. Just haul off and tell us where you were Sunday night.
Sunday night? Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe your memory's bad, Jake. You can think it over while we ride down to Simmons Ranch House. All right, saddle up.
Say, Panhandle, what's this piece in the paper all about? Horse for sale. See Panhandle.
Well, I hate to do it, Charlie, but that horse has eaten me plumb out of sugar corn pops. You know, every time I say, shot with sugar through and through, that cowpony begs for more sugar corn pops.
Pretty smart horse. After all, sugar corn pops aren't just sugar-coated, they're shot with sugar. And that bronc knows you usually have a handful of those sweet-eaten nuggets of corn every time you say, shot with sugar.
Well, I'll be hanged. That smart aleck horse understands every word we say. Listen, Charlie, sugar corn pops are shot with sugar. Yes, they're actually shot with sugar. And I eat a great big bowlful for breakfast.
And we have something important we want all of our young friends to tell their mothers, and that is, just 1 ounce of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops supplies all of the vitamin D your boys and girls need daily. Yep, 100%. So give them all the sugar corn pops they want, Mother. Look for the big yellow Kellogg's box with Guy and Andy on the outside when you get groceries.
Bill and Jingles took Jake the Lion Rider with them to Sam Simmons' ranch house. When Jake faced his boss, he sang a different tune.
But, boss, I didn't know who these Jaspers were.
Well, you had no business shooting at him then.
He said you told him to shoot first and ask questions later, Sam.
Now, you know me better than that, gents.
Ask him where he was Sunday night, Sam.
All right, Jake, talk.
I reckon that was the night my pinto threw his shoe.
Yeah?
Yeah, boss, I took him into town to the blacksmith.
Blacksmith work on Sunday night, Sam?
Yeah, it's possible. Charcoal McSweeney lives in the back of his smithy.
Sure he does. You can get him to shoe a horse anytime.
Then you're saying you don't know nothing about them cows being took right from under your nose.
How could I if I wasn't there?
Let him go, Sam.
But Bill...
Never mind, Jingles.
Whatever you say, Bill. All right, Jake, you can go.
Blasted star packers coming around looking for trouble. Just my gift.
Well, what do you make of it, Bill?
Never jump at a rabbit, Jingles. He's likely to skitter into his hole and never come out again.
You suggesting Jake had something to do with the rustling, Bill?
The trail your stolen herd took was 200 yards downhill from your line cabin, Sam. If Jake had been there with his ears up, he couldn't have missed hearing the thunder.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But he says he was at the blacksmith's in town, Bill.
Is there a shortcut to town, Sam?
Sure, Bill. All my boys take the trail by the old mill.
Then Jake would take it, too.
Reckon so if he's headed for town.
He is.
How do you know that?
Just a hunch. We'll have to take the long way and ride like 60. We'll see you later, Sam.
Well, there's the blacksmith shop, Bill. You planning to talk to Charcoal McSweeney first?
Might be a good idea, Jingle. Wonder if Jake got here ahead of us.
Sure looks that way. I don't see him hiding or hair. Hey, Bill, ain't that him up the street?
Yeah, I guess my hunch was right.
Going into the Fair Chance Gambling House.
You forget the blacksmith, Jingles. Pull up at the Hotel Hits Reel across the street. Whoa, watch out.
You gonna follow him in there? Whoop, oh, Joker, whoop.
Yeah, I thought I would. I'm right curious about who Jake's gonna see.
Now, Bill, you know doggone well we ain't got to be very welcome into the Fair Chance.
This might be the time we get something on swank meat up, partner.
You think that slicked-up salamander might have something to do with the rustling?
We might ask him.
You ain't forgetting that he told us the next time we came through those swinging doors to come in shooting, are you?
Well, let's find out if he meant it. In we go.
Oh, but, Bill, you know that. Hey, Bill, there's Jake with swank meat.
Yeah, I see him, partner. Howdy, Jake.
Hickok. Well, Hickok, you and that lumberheaded deputy don't have very long memories, I see.
Don't call me lumberheaded, you greased-up Gila monster. That silk vest don't give you no right
hold
to...
Hold it, Jingles.
But, Bill, you...
We didn't come here to bother Mr. Meter, partner.
We didn't, huh?
Not at all.
Oh.
We just forgot to ask Jake one question.
I told you all I know.
Not quite, Jake. You didn't tell us which shoe the blacksmith put on your pinto Sunday night.
It was a right front.
Right front shoe, huh?
Yeah. Now get off my back, you two star packers, and let me alone.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. Where were you while your horse was being shoed?
Why, I...
Well, now, maybe I can answer that for you, Marshal. Jake came in here and played checkers with me.
Checkers, eh?
Sure, Jingles. You know how much I like to play checkers.
So, that works out an alibi for both of you for Sunday night.
I don't know what you mean by alibi, Hickok. What's this all about?
Maybe Jake can fill in on that swank while we mosey on around town.
Bike down to the blacksmith shop, huh, Bill?
Might drop in there, partner, just in case Jake was lying.
You blasted tin horn, I've had enough pride.
Jake, you idiot.
Sit down, swank. I got a bead on you, and this ain't no pump gun. Now just lean back and enjoy the fight. It won't take long.
I'm going to get you off my neck for good, Hickok.
Not that way, Jake.
Then this way.
You mean this way, Mr.
Ooh-wee, poor old Jake. He should have known better.
Patch him up, Swank. When he comes to, tell him he won't be needed back up at the line cabin.
Now, what do you mean by that?
You and I are going to watch that spot for a while, Jingles. Right now, we'll pay the visit to the blacksmith.
You sure breed trouble for yourself, Hickok.
Just see that you don't breed any for yourself, Swink. If I see you headed for the blacksmith shop before I get there, I might consider it right suspicious. Steady, Joker. Hold still, boy. Almost got it. Just a little bit more. There.
Bill, what you doing with Joker's hoof?
I pried the shoe off so you'd have a reason to go to the blacksmith. Where'd you get to?
Oh, I just dropped over to the general store.
That couldn't be a sack of jelly beans under your jacket, could it?
Now, don't go hopping on me, Bill. You know very well I can't get Joker near a blacksmith shop unless I coax him with black jelly beans.
Did you have to get 5 pounds?
Well, they only come mixed, and to get enough black ones, well, I have to buy plenty.
What happens to the red and white and orange and purple ones, Bud?
Well, I thought I might munch on a couple now and then just to kind of steady my nerves, you know.
All right. Well, here's a shoe. Now get going. Remember, all you need to find out is if Jake was there Sunday night to get his horse shod.
Yeah, and which shoe the blacksmith fixed for him.
That's right. You know, Jake said it was the right front.
Yeah. Now I'll get the dope, Bill. He'll never suspect the thing. Now, come on, Joker. Here's a nice, fat, black jelly bean.
Good luck, partner. I'll drop in about a half an hour.
All right, Bill. Now, come on, Joker. Just around the corner. Here's another little old jelly bean. A one for you, a one for me. Ain't I good to you, Joker? Uh-oh. Just caught sight of the blacksmith shop. Now, doggone it, Joker, don't get skittish. Come on. Joker, you come down off that porch. You're going to the blacksmith, you hog-faced hammerhead. I sure am, as soon as I can get him down off this porch.
Oh, no, you ain't. I won't have it. I'm closed up for going fishing.
Oh, no, you ain't. You're right there, and you stay there. Joker, get out of that porch swing. Now, come on, Joker. Come on. That's a good old boy. Here's a whole handful of big old fat black jelly beans. That's it. Get ready, Charcoal McSweeney. You got a customer. Oh, now, Joker. Steady now, boy. Now.
Give me that shoe. That blame warlike four-legged demon.
Oh, quit your grumbling. Now, Joker threw that shoe, and I got to get it fixed before Bill and me have to ride up to that line cabin.
What line cabin?
Oh. None of your business.
It looks more like this shoe was pried off instead of throwed.
What's that?
Yeah. Could have been pried off so you could come in here and pry some information out of me. I'm on to your tricks.
Now, doggone it, Charcoal, you're mixing me up.
What do you want to know?
Was Jake Tumbler in here Sunday night to get a pinto shoot?
Sunday night? Sure, Jake was here. Why?
Just wondering, what shoe did you put on his pinto?
Well, now, I reckon I'd remember that right plain. Not that it'd make much difference, would it? It was a left hind shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, I wish you could see this model gun I have here. It's the famous Colt 45 Peacemaker, the sixth gun that Wild Bill Hickok made famous. And now you can have one just like it. In fact, you can get four life-size plastic models of famous old-time guns, each one completely authentic right down to the engraving on the barrel. There's Wild Bill's famous Colt Peacemaker, and also a Derringer. There's the original English pepper box, and the handsome French militia pistol. They come in kits ready for you to assemble, and with everything you need to make them. Now, if you went out and tried to buy one of these kits, it'd cost you a lot more. But if you eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops or Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, you just send 50 cents and a box top from either one for each kit. There's a handy order blank right on the backs of Sugar Corn Pops and Sugar Smacks packages. Or just send 50 cents and a Kellogg's Sugar Pops or Sugar Smacks box top to Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles, 53, California. That's Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles, 53, California. Send for your gun kits pronto. Jingles thought the jig was up when Charcoal got wise to the pried-off shoe. But he came out winner when the blacksmith said it was the left hind shoe he put on Jake's Pinto Sunday night. Jingles hurried to get his information to Bill, and by sundown, they were back at Sam Simmons' ranch house.
All right, Sam. Guess we're ready to head up to your line, Kevin.
I ain't sure I'm onto your plan, Hickok.
It's a long shot, but it might work. You've got the biggest herd in the valley.
And they've already hit you once for a big haul and got away with it.
That's right. They might just try it again.
And you figure Jake's mixed up in it.
We know he was lying, and we know the blacksmith was lying about chewing that pinto of Jake's.
And I'll bet the rest of my jelly beans against a rotten apple that Swank Meter was lying, too, about playing checker.
That's what we're going to have to prove, Jingle.
Bill, you sure you ain't playing a long shot just to get Swank Meter messed up in this?
We'd do the whole state a favor if we could lock him up. So far, he's been too slick for us. Come on, let's go.
Good luck, Bill.
Steady, Buckshot. You ready, Jingles?
Yeah, Joker ain't too mad to carry me.
Take him up, Buckshot.
Go, Joker. No tricks. So long, Sam.
So long, Gant.
Bill, I ain't never seen you leave so doggone much to pure chance and trying to catch an outlaw.
When you're trying to outthink a slick gent like Swank Meter, partner, you're playing long shots all the way.
Frank, you got me jumpy. How can you sit there and eat your dinner when you know Hickok's wise to it?
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah, but Hickok's right down our throat.
Oh, shut up and listen. Hickok's a lawman. He goes by the book fair and square. You know what that means?
You're talking like the wind over my head.
Well, it means this. He's got to prove everything he thinks. If you and Charcoal hadn't been so blasted dumb, we wouldn't be in this mess. But Hickok's got to prove it just the same.
You mean he's got to prove we stole those cows?
Now, you're quiet, you fool. You talk too much.
Yeah, but he don't know you had nothing to do with it.
Knowing who did won't do him any good after tonight.
What are you getting at?
We're taking another cut out of that herd tonight. The boys are standing by near the old mill right now.
You crazy? You're going after more old Sims herd when you know them two star packers are holed up in my line cabin right where you got to pass the herd?
Sure. Tonight we kill three birds with one stone.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we get the herd. While we got the whole gang with us, we go after Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. It's a cinch. They'll be alone, and we know right where to find them. Yeah. Tonight we kill three birds with one stone.
Doggone it, Bill. You didn't tell me we were going to have to sleep out tonight.
I didn't say anything about sleep at all, Jingle.
Yeah, I know we ain't going to get any. How come we're not sitting up in that cabin nice and comfortable?
You might not be comfortable long. We'd be sitting ducks in that cabin.
Well, it's getting cold out here. You're making me leave my blankets up there and that bunk all stuffed with pine boughs.
Mine's there too, partner. Quiet, I heard something.
Bill, that herd's restless.
More than that, they're on the move.
Reckon it's a rustler?
I'd stake my life on it.
Well, if it is, you're staking both our lives on it.
Steady, Jingles.
Hey, there's something funny about that herd.
Yeah, they're milling. Wonder what that means.
Well, this ain't no time to be wondering. I'm going to get up and look
Jingles,
around.
Jingles, down.
Huh? But Bill...
Quiet.
All
We're taking a surprise. Now, hold it. Hold on. Jake, take the left side.
What are we going to do now?
Let him get inside, then rush him.
No, ain't that going to be a nice little tea party, Bill? There's six of them at least.
Swink brought his whole gang, all right. Well, come on, let's get closer.
Now, when I give the word, rush through that door. First one in, step to the side and light a match. Jake says the bunks are straight ahead of the door. I'll cover them and shoot the first one that moves.
Ain't like Hickok to be sleeping.
Hickok ain't as smart as he thinks he is.
Jingles.
Hey, who's laughing? This ain't funny. All right, now get him. Shoot him in the bunks. Come on. All right, Jake. Pull back those blankets.
Yeah. Swank, them blankets are stuffed with pine boughs. Hickok and Jingles ain't here.
Oh, yes, we are, Jim.
What? Behind you.
Surprise!
Get down, you jumpheads. Bill!
All right, then, that can still walk, climb over against that wall and reach.
All except you and Jake, Swank.
Hickok, you'll never get enough proof to put me away if you live to be 100.
I think that's where you're wrong, Swank. I figure I've got the proof right here.
What are you going to do with me?
Nothing harmful, Jake. I just thought you might like to play a little game with me, a game of checkers.
Here's the one I had set up, Bill.
Thanks, partner. All right, your move, Jake.
Go ahead, Hickok.
Oh, no, Jake. Visitors first. Move, I said.
Oh, idiot. Move the one over.
Shut up, Swank. You wouldn't want nobody telling you how to play checkers, would you?
Well, Jake, your whole alibi, and Swank's, depends on you making the right move.
Blast you, Hickok. I don't know that the butt checkers.
I thought so. Then it was Swank's idea.
Yeah, he thought that up.
Jake, shut up.
And Swank's the boss behind all this rustling.
Yeah, he's a boss. I ain't taking his dirt no longer.
I'll kill you for that, Jake. Get him off of me.
I've been waiting for this a long time, Swank.
And you got this coming, Hickok.
Kill him, got a knife.
All right, Swank, drop it.
Oh, not till I...
Drop it before I break your arm.
No!
That's better. All right, Jingles, let's herd him to jail.
You said it, Bill. On the way, I'm going to stop by the blacksmith shop and pick up Charcoal McSweeney. Then we'll have the whole gang.
That's right, partner.
Come to think of it, Bill, I might just take over Charcoal's blacksmith shop and run it on the side.
You'd have a hard time shoeing a bunch of ornery horses every day, Jingle.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, Bill. All you need is a will of iron, muscles of rawhide, nerves of steel, and a great big sack of jelly beans.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be back on Friday with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. Tell them about it, Andy.
Bill and Jingles found excitement where you'd least expect to find it. For instance, the time that gunfire broke the peace and quiet of the old hometown.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
You know, whether you're young or old, it's nice to have things that are all your own, isn't it? Well, now, you can even have a package of cereal that's all your own, thanks to Kellogg's Variety Pack. Here are 10 personal portions of your favorite cereals. You can choose the one you want, open the box, and there it is, waiting for your spoon. Just ask Mom to get a package of Kellogg's Variety Pack the next time she goes to the grocer. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ralph Moody and Clayton Post. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!